My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is always important. More today than ever before, it seems like we have a lot more coming at us than we ever have, and probably because of lifestyle choices, the way we're living our lives, the quality of our life, and the priorities that we are or are not placing on our health. You know, so obviously changes are inevitable and definitely necessary. Having the good information at your fingertips will allow you to, you know, definitely put yourself into a better quality of health. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best of the best. The best guest, the best topics, always relevant for today's world, and making sure that you have the best information you possibly can to further your healthy journey, and at the same time, make sure that you have all of the information to make your own decision about which way to head to achieve a better state of health. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can also see the podcast on Stay Healthy's webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can also get great information, print a coupon to use on your next visit, and leave your email address so that you can get newsletters moving forward. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. They not only have the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and the best selection of the highest quality products and great prices, they have that great peace of mind feeling that, you know, when you finally make that decision to start getting healthy, that you've got a place to have dialogue, get your questions answered, and have just that comfort zone in the middle of a full service environment. They're going to treat you great. And when you're trying to get healthy, you want the best of everything. The best products, the best service, the best advice, and the most comfortable place you can possibly be in. And that is Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today we're going to be talking about the upcoming holiday season, which is basically already here. And if you blink, you're going to miss it. And, you know, it's the time of the year when we stress out. We eat all kinds of foods. We enjoy our sweets and we overeat. And then before you know it, it's January 1st. And you're like, what happened? You know, but one of the big things we have to address is that the ongoing digestive problems that are already a problem now get way out of hand during the holiday season, but there's great suggestions to make sure that you can do better and feel better. And of course, getting enough fiber in our diet as well and making sure that we are addressing that issue, because most of those foods you're eating during the holidays, probably not great for you, but they're great tasting, and many of them don't have a little bit, if any, digestive fiber in there at all. So we're going to be talking with Neil Levin today. Neil is the Nutrition Education Manager and Product Formulator for the natural product manufacturer Now Foods. He's a board-certified clinical nutritionist who has a diplomat in Advanced Nutritional Laboratory Assessment. Neil is a professional member of the International and American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists, serves on the Scientific Council of the Clinical Nutrition Certification Board. Neil is a director, Program Chair and past President of the American Nutrition Association and serves on the Public Relations Committee of the American Herbal Products Association. Neil's comments and articles are published in magazines and newspapers. He contributes to scientific journals and has been featured in countless radio interviews and television news reports, as well as a place here on my show for a very long time. Every month we get the pleasure of having Neil here. He posts his articles on his blog, honestnutrition.com, and at nowfoods.com. He tweets as Neil E. Levin, and on Facebook, make sure to like him up, look him up, like him, and follow him on Honest Nutrition. You'll get great information, and I'll tell you what, you'll never get better, more up-to-date information than you will from Neil on either his blog or his Facebook page. Help me welcome my friend, my guest. Hey, Neil.
Hi, it's good to be back with you.
Thank you so much. So, how's the weather where you are there? We're surprisingly in the high 70s. It's unseasonably beautiful here.
Well, that sounds nice. Yeah, we're going to be in the, I guess, upper 40s today. Cloudy.
Ugh.
And it's getting cold. Going to be cold starting in the weekend.
Yeah, we've been really lucky so far. I mean, it's actually been very, very nice. We had like a cold stretch of like 3 days. And we are now slotted to be in the 70s for like a week and a half, and then in the high 60s. So we're doing pretty good. But I got to tell you what, flu and cold season is hitting us, and I probably think we'll need to address that again next month. But right now, people are starting the spiral of eating. It's already starting. People are already bringing foods to work already, and baking cookies, and you know, getting ready for Thanksgiving, and boy, they're starting early, and you know, there's a whole bunch of us out here who, on a regular basis, don't have good digestion. So during the holidays, I think it gets even worse.
Yes, my advice to everyone is portion control. Use
true.
Some self-control, and you know, if you need to have a cookie, have a cookie or a donut, but don't think you need dessert with every meal or that you need to load up on cookies or candy every day. I know there's bowls lying around of leftover Halloween candy in different workplaces or, you know, areas where people might encounter them and be tempted. You know, if you want to have a little one, go ahead, but don't overdo it. Getting too much sugar is not good for you. Getting a diet that's too low in fiber is not good for you. And if you have too much sugar, you'll actually challenge your immune system because you're going to be promoting the growth of undesirable microbes in the gut, which are going to fight with your probiotics, your acidophilus and the like that are in there. And you won't necessarily have a good balance. You'll end up diverting some of your energy and immune capabilities to trying to maintain a normal environment down there, and you don't want to overstimulate the stuff that's undesirable.
Do you think it's ever too late to start addressing your digestive system? And the reason that I asked this, I actually was talking with someone yesterday, and I sent him over to Stay Healthy, and I told him to listen to the show today. And his feedback was, I've had bad digestion, gas, bloating, and heartburn for probably 10 years. There's nothing I can do about it now. My body has adjusted to feeling this way. And I was like, no, it hasn't. And so he's listening right now. I know he is because he texted me. How would you address that when someone's had the problem for a long time, then thinks that you can't make a difference?
Well, if you've had the problem for a long time, it's obviously going to take a while to get it straightened mm-hmm. out. It's not going to be something you take a pill and you feel better that day.
True.
It's going to be a kind of a long slog to recovery. But the first step is to establish the integrity of the intestinal barrier, the actual lining of the intestine that is essential to keep things out that don't belong there. You have to edit what you swallow after you swallow it, and your body has to decide what's going to come in, what's going to become part of the body, what's going to become tools or fuel or whatever that the body needs. And what is going to be excluded and passed through you and come out as waste, as feces. So that whole process requires an intact digestive tract. There are natural physicians and practitioners who are routinely recommending different strategies for strengthening that intestinal lining, gut integrity, and they call the problem leaky gut is a common term for that, where you're not excluding things adequately, the gut lining is not intact, and a lot of physicians will use high doses of the amino acid L-glutamine to fuel that. They will use short-chain fatty acids like butyrates or caprylic acid, things like that, to fuel the intestinal cells.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin A is required for those cells, reproductive as well. There's a number of nutrients that would be commonly used for that. Plus, it's not a nutrient, but to repopulate the intestinal areas with probiotic bacteria and yeasts, because you can get not only probiotic bacteria, but probiotic yeast, as we've discussed on your program before. And the most prominent probiotic yeast is called Saccharomyces boulardii. It's quite a mouthful, but it's a live yeast that grows in the body, and it discourages undesirable yeast from growing there. It actually competes with them in that environmental niche and keeps your body in a healthier balance. So having the right probiotics, having the intestinal walls intact are two of the necessary precursors to digesting. The other thing is to look at your digestive enzymes. How are you digesting? Are you chewing carefully? Are you actually chewing up your food into a liquid, or even chewing your liquids if they seem to be liquid? The old saying I've mentioned before is chew your liquids and drink your solids. And that helps digestion because you're making sure that everything coming in is slowly and thoughtfully chewed. If you're chewing, you're adding an enzyme called amylase that digests starches and carbohydrates. So it helps digest even liquids, making sure they're digested properly. And you slow down what's coming into your system. That's always good in terms of digestion and blood sugar, because blood sugar control, the more sugar goes in faster, the more challenge to your blood control system. And a lot of us have problems as we age because we've over-challenged the blood sugar controls with spiking the sugar too high too frequently, and the insulin becomes less effective over time. There are strategies to try to restore that, of course, omega-3 fats and alpha-lipoic acid and corosolic acid from banaba leaf. You know, there's a number of things like that intended to restore the normal insulin sensitivity, where insulin can move sugar out of the bloodstream. But you could also control the amount of sugar coming in with fiber. Fiber slows the uptake of sugar. It makes you full, so you don't tend to eat as much. And fiber is a sign of eating either whole foods versus refined foods,
mm-hmm.
or having the addition of fiber to try to compensate for the refined foods that are already in the diet.
How do you address the idea for people that have somehow bought into the idea that using an acid suppressive, like a proton pump inhibitor, that has made their symptoms go away? It's very, very hard to get them to understand that although the symptoms are gone, the problem is still there. But of course, when you've been suffering and all of a sudden the suffering goes away, in your mind, you really have convinced yourself that you fixed it. And you feel that way until you stop using it, and you find that what was covered up with the blanket underneath has gotten even worse. But, you know, when you're suffering and you find anything that makes a difference, I mean, we just suddenly think that we fixed it to the point when it's under control.
Well, you're controlling some of the symptoms, but you're not dealing with the problem is the issue. Using acids in the stomach as a tool to tear apart foods and get to the nutrients because otherwise you're not going to absorb any vitamin B12, for example, or get to the minerals in food or folate or other nutrients. They have to be liberated from the food by chewing and by stomach acid and by enzymes that are literally tearing apart and digesting the food down to the little bits. Hydrochloric acid is also an immune barrier. It's a way to sterilize what's going into the body so you don't have undesirable organisms. And organisms like Acidophilus, which is literally Greek for acid-loving, will survive stomach acid. The normal probiotics that we sell are acid-resistant, and they are fine with acid. They don't need to be protected from acid. But things like yeast or other undesirable things are going to thrive in the absence of stomach acid that is going to acidify the system, which sterilizes it and helps you extract nutrients.
You know, I've had friends that have been on it before, and they've gone to see a new gastroenterologist, and the gastroenterologist has said, you know, you've been on this for the longest time. You know, if you read the label, it said, you know, stay on it for 2 weeks, and you've been on it for like 3 years, and I want you to go off of it. And they're always so surprised that they feel so much worse when they've been off of it for a week. And, you know, and I kind of, you know, try to let them know that, you know, you've been covering up the problem. You know, you've been putting this blanket over this little fire, and, you know, every time it got close to burning through, you put another blanket over it. But without it, it's kind of like with pain medication, when people are on pain meds for a long time and they go off of them and they find out how bad the problem has become because they were covering up, you know, and putting a blanket over it. It's the same thing with the gut, I presume.
Yeah, because one thing is, if you're shutting down stomach acid production, you're inhibiting your ability to digest foods. So that means you're actually challenging your system more because you don't have the right foods being digested. So lack of stomach acid is going to make you feel comfortable, but if you're taking it's say after a meal, like a normal antacid that people would take, then you're shutting down the digestion of the food while it's already in the stomach. And where is it going to go? How is it going to get digested and out of there if you don't have the enzymes? Acid is required to activate the proteolytic enzyme, the protein digestive enzyme that's in the stomach that is activated, it's called pepsin, activated by acid. It only works in an acidic environment. So now you're not digesting your proteins. If you don't digest your proteins, you're going to have indigestion, you're going to have gas and bloating, you're going to have a problem where you don't have sufficient amino acids for neurotransmitters, for muscles, for all the different things that it's used for in the body. You know, many, many things, not just a couple things, hormones. The food that's undigested also becomes an immune problem because you're not sterilizing what's going in the body anymore. You're expanding the role of the immune system in the gut to fight things that should have been restricted by the acids. And you're not digesting, so the immune system actually targets the undigested proteins and trains the immune system to react to them. That is the theoretical origin of food sensitivities, of people being immune reactive to foods.
Do you think that this is starting at an earlier age now? Because, you know, I remember growing up, you know, you wouldn't hear of younger people having digestive problems. It was always the older sector. And I'm thinking in my mind, of course, it's the addition of processed foods and junk food and eating too much, eating too fast, drinking too many carbonated beverages, you know, eating too much deep fried foods and trans fats and such. I think it's a big accumulation of all of it. But, you know, I was talking with a really good friend the other day, and she said her 16-year-old has such terrible digestion. She took him to the gastroenterologist, and he's a really good gastroenterologist, recommended probiotics and digestive enzymes, and, you know, didn't want to put them on an acid-suppressant medication at such a young age, which I think is great. But I never heard of anybody younger when I was growing up that had major digestive issues.
No, and I think today's youth tends to be more sedentary and either sitting around playing video games, which, you know, some of them are actually keep you fairly active, but a lot of them you're just sitting around, you know, using your brain and your thumbs where it's not using that much. And you lose muscle tone in the torso, the core strength, which allows you to move things properly through the gut. Heavy breathing and exercise is part of what is used for transit time. And, you know, one thing I'll mention, you know, if a clinical nutritionist looks at somebody and they look at their blood tests and urine tests and various other tests, they see that they're low in amino acids, they're low in vitamins, they're low in minerals across the board. The obvious thing that's wrong with them is they don't have good stomach acid to help them absorb these nutrients. Mm-hmm. So, you know, stomach acid has a role beyond digestion. You know, it's essential to digest and get these nutrients from your food, or you're not going to have them unless you take supplemental forms that are already isolated from foods. They're not in foods, in other words. They don't have to be extracted through digestion. They are already available. And the forms that are sold in, say, multivitamins with minerals are normally better absorbed because they don't have to be freed from the food with stomach acid. They're already available in a form that your body can absorb. Some of them are fat-soluble. You have to have fat with them or they won't absorb. So there are some limitations there. But certainly you don't have to worry about extracting it from the food as an initial step.
Now let me ask you a question. If you start using digestive enzymes, and this is a question that gets asked all the time, are you rebuilding and helping to create a better environment in your stomach, or are you using those enzymes to work on that particular meal only that you're consuming?
In general, when you're taking digestive enzymes, there's actually two classes of enzymes. One is the animal-based enzymes, like pancreatic enzymes, mm-hmm. or there's a combinations, like we have a product called Super Enzymes in tablet or capsule form that has the pancreatic enzymes. It has betaine hydrochloride, which is a source of stomach acid. It has pepsin, which is the protein digestive enzymes in the stomach activated by the acidity. It's got the ox bile, which is the bile from the gallbladder, which is also important for people if they don't have gallbladders. They have a way to help them absorb fats. And we fortify our product with some vegetable enzymes or plant-based enzymes, vegetarian enzymes, as well, combined with the animal enzymes, which the actual difference is the plant-based vegetarian enzymes will add to digestion. They don't replace your own digestion. If you keep taking the pancreatic enzymes, they're going to train the body not to make their own in the pancreas. And there's actually evidence that it might, to some extent, replace your own production and you become dependent on that. In much the same way people can become dependent on laxatives if they use them too frequently or overdo it. So there is a risk of going to the animal-based enzymes, and that's always a last resort for nutritionists. The first resort is going to be take a plant-based enzyme, which you can get the amylase for starch digestion, the protease for protein digestion, the lipase for fat digestion, cellulase for fiber digestion. There's a number of enzymes you can get in there. Some of the other ones people have heard are enzymes to digest bean sugars or milk sugars, things like that, some specialized enzymes, which you can get in different formulas. And so taking a plant-based enzyme will add to digestion. Taking an animal-based enzyme will, to some extent, replace your own digestion. And it's better to digest than not digest. You know, let's face it. But On the other hand, it's better to digest without interrupting your own body's production of the enzymes, particularly the pancreatic enzymes, pancreatin. So looking at that, most people are going to benefit just by taking plant enzymes. We have Optimal Digestive, Digest Ultimate, a number of other systems, plant enzymes, that are different strengths, different number of enzymes in there. Some are more comprehensive than others. And, that's a way to add to digestion, to make digestion more complete. And don't forget, pay attention to your eating, conscious eating. Think about your chewing carefully. Think about how much you're eating. Think about what's going on when you're eating, and you'll usually have a better result. It's not gobbling something down while you're doing something else, while you're driving or watching TV or playing a video game or doing something else. You are unconsciously eating. You're more likely to overeat, especially if you're snacking, if you're unconsciously eating. And you're not necessarily chewing as completely. And are you making the right food choices? Are you eating wholesome foods?
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Neil Levin today. We are talking about digestion and how to maybe deal with our problem with digestion a little bit more effectively. Because I'll tell you what, there's nothing worse than feeling badly after you've eaten a meal that you really, really enjoyed, and then you got to feel bad the rest of the day. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And don't go away. More of Neil coming right up after the break.
Saying that omega-3 is important for your health is like saying that Vegas is hot in July. Since the 1970s, researchers have been learning more and more about the extensive health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, including those found naturally in fish oil. But with so many formulas available, choosing one that meets your exact health needs can be an agonizing task. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. Since 1968, Now Foods has remained one of the nation's most trusted providers of high-quality natural fish oil and omega-3 supplements. Now's omega-3 selection includes over 20 innovative formulas, including a diverse selection of fish oil products and combination formulas, available in a variety of soft gels, liquids, chewables, lozenges, kid formulas, and more. And if you follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, no worries. Now offers one of the best selection of vegetarian fatty acid supplements from flax, super primrose, and a number of other plant-based sources. If reading dozens of labels and staring at bottle after bottle has left you in a sea of fish oil supplements, do what other Las Vegas health enthusiasts have done. Stop by Stay Healthy and look for Now Foods award-winning fish oil supplements in the bright orange bottle. Stay Healthy stocks a complete selection of Now's natural health products with friendly, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions. That's Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center. If you're like most of our listeners, vitamins, dietary supplements, and other natural products play a big part in your healthy lifestyle. But with the economy still on the rebound, many people have been forced to cut back on their health product purchases. But we're going to let you in on a little secret. You don't have to. Since 1968, Now Foods has been offering the highest quality natural health products, dietary supplements, personal care products, and sports supplements at 20 to 30% less than what some companies charge for similar products. Wow, 30%? So how do they do it? It's simple. Now believes that everyone, rich or poor, should have access to the best natural health products. They buy in bulk, manufacture, and test all products in-house, and pass the savings on to you. With over 1,500 natural products, Now offers the industry's largest selection of vitamins, dietary supplements, sports nutrition, health food, and natural cosmetic products. Here's the best part, friends. Now's low prices allowed you to afford more of the products you take. Don't waste another hard-earned dollar on health products that are overpriced, overhyped, or low in quality. Do what so many have done. Before you buy another vitamin or dietary supplement, look for Now's line of award-winning products in the bright orange bottle. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' most trusted center for natural health products, located at 840 South Rancho in the Rancho Town and Country Center, on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Okay, so it's well known that vitamin D is important for strong bones and healthy teeth. But now researchers are coming forward and saying that the sunshine vitamin could be even better than we all once thought. Recent studies have been reporting that vitamin D, in addition to its role in bone health, is essential for immune system function, cardiovascular health, nervous system and cellular activity, pain management, muscle tone, digestive function. The list goes on and on. Sounds great, right? The bad news is, as much as 70% of the U.S. population may be deficient in vitamin D. 70%. The good news is that now there's something you can do about it. If you eat a restricted diet, avoid the sun, or use high SPF sunscreen, getting the vitamin D you need couldn't be easier. And when it comes to natural vitamin D, no one can match Now Foods' combination of quality, value, and selection. Now's award-winning vitamin D line contains a wide selection of formulas with potencies ranging from 400 IU all the way up to their 5,000 IU ultra potency formula. Now Foods uses only the most select natural ingredients, manufactures and tests all products in-house, and sells them at the industry's best prices. Think vitamin D might be right for you? Stop in and talk to one of the nutrition experts at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho, in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. They'll tell you everything you need to know about vitamin D and help you find the formula that's best for you.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of Now Foods products all over the store. You'll find Now Foods products in every single area, in every department, in every sector of the store. Their products are very high integrity, and their raw products are the highest quality, bringing us, the consumer, finished products that are awesome and that make a difference in our life. And that's what we do every month here when we're talking with Neil. We talk about things that are available from Now Foods and pretty much every single category they've got great products in. So check out Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, we're talking about digestion today. Neil, somebody just chimed in on the break, and they said, I've always been confused about when to take my digestive enzymes. Do I take it before the meal to create a better environment? Do I take it in the middle of the meal so it's surrounded by food? Or do I finish up the job and take it after I'm done? Clarification, please.
Okay. Well, typically we will recommend to wait into the meal somewhat to add the enzymes, because you don't want them under the food in the stomach where they just get washed out. You want it mixed in with the food. So just, you know, imagine physically you're putting some powder in the bottom of a jar and then pouring liquid on top, or putting like pudding on top. You know, something more like a pudding consistency. You know, the powder is going to just sit on the bottom. It's not necessarily going to blend in that well. So having it mixed in with the food makes more sense. It also makes sense if you're trying to wait and try to stimulate your own production of enzymes, to wait as long into the meal as possible to do the animal-based enzymes and the hydrochloric acid type things, because you want to give your body a chance to make these as long as possible, you know, within reason, before you start taking things that might tell the body it doesn't need as much acid, it doesn't need as much pancreatic enzymes, or these other things that might be short-circuited the production because it's sensing you already have enough when you're taking a supplement. That's not going to be the case with the plant-based, the vegetarian enzymes that you would add to foods or you take with foods. But still, it's better to mix them in with the food more and not at the beginning of the meal or the end of a meal. Now, in some cases, we would have people actually determine if they need to take more or less acid by the timing of when they get heartburn after a meal. If you get heartburn right away, mm-hmm. you might be making too much acid. You might have the top of the stomach unable to clench tightly and keep the food in the stomach. And when the food mixes with acid, that weak, it's called chyme, C-H-I-M-E, that could actually get up to, into the esophagus and burn and feel like heartburn, but it still might be too weak of acid to digest the food, even though it's strong enough to feel like it's burning. And that's what's going to trigger you wanting to take an antacid. But if it's happening, say, an hour, hour and a half after a meal, that indicates that you don't have enough digestive capability in the stomach to digest the food. Eventually, the top of the stomach can't clench forever. It has to relax and let some of that material get up and cause heartburn in the esophagus. But that's an indication that time delay is an indication that you need more acid or more enzymes to actually digest your food. And taking an antacid could actually lock up this food in an undigested state or a semi-digested state in the stomach, and eventually it's going to release and go into the intestine. And you, it's not going to be a pleasant experience because these things are going to not be digested. They're going to ferment. They're going to cause gas and bloating. They're going to trigger immune reactions potentially. And that's not a great scenario. So we actually developed a product to try to compensate for that short-term thing, where we have an antacid that has a strong calcium in there along with enzymes, and it's a chewable tablet called Acid Relief. So we're giving a temporary relief from the acid, but also giving you some of the plant-based enzymes that will work anyway, even though you don't have enough of your own enzymes, and help you digest that food. So you're not just stopping digestion totally by cutting off the acid, you're compensating with the enzymes. So, you know, we like to look at strategies that are more thoughtful, more sustainable, more dealing with the actual issue. Now, if the stomach acid won't shut off any time, day or night, the way the body normally does that is by producing serotonin and melatonin in the gut, which affects the timing of when things are done, including when is acid secreted, when is the repair process going on versus processes like digestion. The timing of things in the body is controlled to some extent by the hormone melatonin, and most of the melatonin, unknown to most people, is produced and used in the GI tract, in the digestive tract, to normalize that system. There's also a connection between the digestive tract and the brain called the vagus nerve that will allow neurotransmitters to send signals directly from the gut to the brain. And we produce neurotransmitters like serotonin and melatonin, like GABA, by gut bacteria that is actually producing a lot of this and is responsible for a lot of the effects of being calming and relaxing and those kind of things. Depends on what's happening in the gut more than the brain.
Okay, so using digestive enzymes to support our digestive system, using probiotics. A lot of times when I'll ask somebody if they're taking an enzyme, they'll say, I'm taking probiotics. Somewhere along the line, they got misconstrued, where people think that using a probiotic is going to make a dramatic difference on all the symptoms they're having with their digestion instead of using a digestive enzyme. That becomes really confusing.
Well, we need probiotics in our system for proper digestion, for proper immunity, for production of certain substances, including neurotransmitters, that are simply essential to our body. Mm-hmm. We need these things. But digestive process, very little of it is mediated by the probiotics. A lot of our immune system is mediated by probiotics, but not that much of digestion. Probiotics will form a layer called a biofilm, a biological film, in the gut, like a chainmail almost, that will protect the gut cells, will maintain the integrity of the gut lining, will prevent undesirable organisms, which are always present in the environment and in our gut. We have to be able to control them with desirable organisms and with the right environment down there. Just like you would have a lawn and you want to control weeds. We need to control E. coli, salmonella, botulism, all these things that are in our systems every day in small amounts. We should be able to control them. And if they're in there in larger amounts and we don't have the proper controls, that's when the system starts going haywire. So having the right controls means carefully chewing, digesting your food, having the right probiotics, maintaining gut integrity, the integrity of the gut walls, the tightness of that barrier, the gut barrier, to stop things from getting in that don't belong there. So you're not triggering immune reactions to your food, which can be actually cause food sensitivities. Why are so many people unable to digest things like gluten or a lot of proteins, soy or milk or different things? Sometimes it's the sugar, sometimes it's the protein. There's different things you have to digest with different enzymes, but still that requires a competent system, and you need the probiotics as part of the system, but it's only a part of it. It's not the major part of digestion. Digestion requires the right environment and the right enzyme for that environment, and one of the beauties of the plant-based enzymes is you can stack the proteases, the protein digestive enzymes, mm-hmm. to work in various ranges of pH, where you don't have to have something that only works in the stomach with stomach acid, something that only works in the small intestine at a neutral pH. You can have variations in between. Sometimes you'll look at some of our formulas and see four or five protease enzymes. And the reason for that is we're stacking them for different pH environments, so they'll work throughout the digestive tract. And we'll add some general ones as well, such as bromelain or papain from pineapple and papaya.
Oh, okay. Okay, I just got somebody chimed in. She says, I'm 45. I've been on proton pump inhibitors for about 6 years now. I recently went off, and like you just said, Jeff, it was a disaster. I couldn't believe how bad I was. I went back to my doctor. He said, start using it again. I don't think that's the right idea. So if I go to Stay Healthy, where I get all my vitamins, what should I pick up for my gut? I can't eat anything without it hurting and making my stomach upset now.
Well, the question is, when does it make you upset? Is it happening right away, or is it a while after you eat? Because one indicates there's too much acid and you have to deal with it, which could be, you know, congenital issues. It could be allergy issues. It could be, you're just making too much acid for some reason, maybe stress. Or is it a delayed reaction indicating that you simply can't finish the digestion, that it's not an immediate effect. It's not that you're producing too much acid right away. It's that you can't digest the food for whatever reason. Maybe you're not producing the pepsin. Maybe the acid you're producing is too weak. And there are precursors of the acid in the stomach if you need to produce more. One of them is the amino acid histidine. One of them is the vitamin niacin. And things like abdominal exercise, abdominal massage, you can actually grab your abdomen, your stomach area, and massage it to stimulate the production of stomach acid. You can make sure you're smelling and thinking about your food to stimulate your digestive juices is another strategy. Belly laughter, getting a really good laugh before you eat, will stimulate stomach acid to some extent as well, kind of like the abdominal massage or the exercise to stimulate the production of stomach acid. So there are ways to naturally stimulate your body's production of stomach acid. If needed, we do have supplements that contain betaine hydrochloride, either as a more or less isolated nutrient enzyme, or as a comprehensive formula like super enzymes. But again, that's something you would take, you know, assuming that you're not making enough stomach acid. And for a lot of clinicians, the key is the timing of when heartburn happens. Delayed heartburn might mean you need more stomach acid. Immediate heartburn probably means the opposite.
Wow. You know, I think that sometimes people will say that they have certain foods that upset their digestive tract, or certain, you know, categories of food. If you know this and you know what those foods are, are you a candidate to use enzymes only when you're eating those foods? And can you do that? Let's just say that somebody goes in, they love Mexican food, but they know that it really upsets their stomach. Would using enzymes at that meal allow them to enjoy something that otherwise would cause distress?
In some cases, yes. Like, we know there's people who have problems digesting beans, and they could do the Beano product or the equivalent enzyme, which is in other brands. It's called alpha-galactosidase. It's a mouthful, but, you know, we have that in various products to help you digest the sugars in beans that are responsible for most of the gas and bloating you get afterwards. There's enzymes for milk digestion. The common one is the lactate, which is the lactase enzyme to digest lactose, milk sugar. But we use the lactase enzyme in some of our products, and we even have a milk digestive enzyme that's designed to digest a cup of milk, of whole milk, and it has enough enzymes from plant-based sources to digest the protein, the fat, and the sugars, including lactose, of a cup of milk. So we have a gluten digest enzyme to help you digest the gluten and gliadin and proteins that are hard to digest in gluten. And one reason we have that is you're going to go out to a restaurant, you're going to go to a friend's house to eat or whatever, and you can't control all of the ingredients and the cross-contamination even of ingredients. And, you know, it actually takes a fair amount of cross-contamination to cause a reaction in gluten-intolerant people. It's been estimated around 20 parts per million of gluten, which is certainly a detectable amount. It's not an undetectable amount. So you could detect gluten and still call something gluten-free under the law, and it's not going to cause reactions in people that have been found in the medical literature. A lot of people think they need a gluten-free facility and cross-contamination of one molecule is going to kill them, or putting gluten skincare products topically on the skin is going to affect them because they don't digest the gluten in the same way as other people. And it's not a digestive process in the skin. It's a functional process. And it takes a certain threshold before people get these reactions. Now, the most common reaction from gluten intolerance is neurological. People are getting headaches or dizziness or confusion, not a GI obvious problem. But this has only been demonstrated in people getting a substantial amount of gluten in the body. Now, I have a colleague here who doesn't eat gluten, but once in a while, he'll want to go out with us and have a pizza or have some birthday cake or something. He will take the gluten digest enzyme with it to minimize any possible reaction to the gluten, and usually he's fine with that. So, you know, people have different thresholds, and you know, one of the reasons for having these products is so that if you need to cheat once in a while, or more likely you need to go someplace where you can't control what's in the food, and there might be one of these things that you're reactive to, that's the time when a gluten digest enzyme or a milk digest enzyme might be helpful. And certainly if you know there's a good enzyme, like I don't take enzymes all the time. I take them when I travel because I have a lot less control over my diet when I'm traveling, and I travel a lot. So I do use a product called Optimal Digestive System. It's a tiny little capsule that fits nicely into my vitamin case. I can add it in there, but I don't normally need it when I'm at home. I need it more when I'm exposed to different cuisines and limited options. I'm a vegetarian on the road. I have very limited options in an airport or hotel or certain restaurants I'm in, where you know, it just helps me to have that extra boost, and I'll usually take it in the middle or toward the end of the meal.
Well, I want to thank you for this, Neil. This was really, really enlightening, and I want people to make sure that if you want to hear this again, maybe digestion is an issue, maybe it's an issue for someone you know, go to my webpage and download the podcast. It'll be there today. From today's show and listen to it again. Sometimes the second time through, you may hear some information that you might have missed the first time. But this is really good information, especially with something as important as digestion. Neil, I thank you very much. I probably won't talk to you till after the first of the holidays, but I will definitely talk to you next month. And once again, thank you for all you do. You are a great icon in our field. We really respect what you do.
Well, I appreciate that. And certainly you're a big name in our field. A lot of us like to be on your program and share information with your listeners. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, Neil. Have a great day. My best to you and your family.
You too.
My guest today, Neil Levin. Always a pleasure having Neil here. And this is a big topic. And if you don't think it's a big topic, the next time you go to your drugstore, go into the digestion, uncomfortable gut, constipation, diarrhea aisle. It's not even a section anymore. It's not even a shelf. It's an aisle. There's so many people that have problems in this area. But understanding your digestive system, using proper enzymes, and Now Foods makes it really easy by coming out with a great line of both probiotics and enzymes and fibers and digestive support products. So when you go to Stay Healthy, if this is an issue for you, talk with them there. They're going to make sure that you have what you need and great tools from a company that uses great raw products. And, you know, there's so many companies out there that I love, and this is one of them that I had the blessing to be able to go and see their laboratories with Marge. And, you know, you get a new respect when you see their quality control. And I've been to many, and I have a lot of them on my list that I really, really like. But this is probably the last one that I have seen in time, and they were wonderful, and they put on a really great quality line of products and good integrity. So check out all the products from Now Foods at Stay Healthy. Great low prices on the entire line every single day. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page to stay connected, because they talk about things like, well, what's going on in the healthy industry, what's going on in the store, drawings and things that they're giving away and all that good stuff, as well as great posts and great ideas and things that may remind you of things you knew way back, but you might have forgot about them. And of course, visit their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can print a coupon to use on your next visit. And print it at home, bring it in, use it on your next time at the store, and leave your email address, because that way you'll start getting those great newsletters that they put together. And they're working really hard to stay connected so you have all the information you need to make wise, healthy, decisive decisions. And this is an information store. So, you know, they're working really, really hard to make sure you're not confused and the misinformation is taken away. Thank you all for tuning into the show this morning. Thank you to Neil Levin. Thank you to Now Foods for being here today talking about digestion and fiber and, you know, maybe having our everyday life be better in the digestive gut area, but definitely upcoming in the holidays, because this is the true test of time for really deciding how well you're going to get through the holidays, because you know we're going to eat all kinds of stuff. It's what we do. Why not have the enzyme support behind you? Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Have a great day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.